This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. This weekend marks the beginning of homecoming activities at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. You can find a complete schedule of events at ulm.edu/homecoming. Director of Student Life, Laura Knotts, joins me now to look at the many events that are open to the public. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you for having me.
So many things going on over the course of the week, and really, homecoming week starts tomorrow.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we have the last in our Warhawk Dash series, and that is going to be zombie themed this year. So it's a survival run where the runners are actually wearing flag football belts, and the whole point is to get across the finish line with at least one flag left.
And so you're talking about zombies. So there are zombies on the course coming after you.
Absolutely. We will have volunteers in full makeup trying to grab those flags from you, and they could pop out at any of the obstacles or anywhere on the course.
And you do have a lot of participants already, but you do also have some spots left.
Yes. If you go to ulm.edu/run, you can still pre-register. Or if you decide on Saturday afternoon that you want to come out and run, registration will start at 3:30 and you can register on site. And the run starts at 5:30.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Also, for the first time this year, the ULM Lyceum series is happening during homecoming week.
Absolutely. That's another new twist. We've brought it in to really bring an extra punch to homecoming. That'll be Thursday, October 24th. And we're actually going to have ice cream moguls Ben and Jerry on campus to talk about their business.
And that is something that I know a lot of people are looking forward to, just from the standpoint of what these two guys were able to do with a tiny investment into a multi-million dollar company.
They're usually just talked about for their unique ice cream flavors, but their entrepreneurship is just legendary, and it should be a really, really interesting talk.
And they'll also be speaking as part of the business symposium too, right?
Yes, they have offered to do a short business course for ULM business students and get a little more in depth about all the details.
Also new, moving the homecoming parade. Tell us about what went into that decision.
The past couple of years, we have done that on Friday evening, and it's been a conflict a little bit with high school games and just a little bit more difficult to get to. This year, we've moved it to Saturday afternoon at 1:30, and that way you can come to campus on Saturday, stay all day for events, see the parade, go straight into a pep rally, and then continue tailgating.
Now, when we talk about homecoming, so much of homecoming centers around memories, and some of those memories at previous homecoming. So when you're talking about favorites, things that people remember, what are those things?
Well, we always love the water ski show. It comes at a great time. This time it's Tuesday, October 22nd, and it'll be right after the team returns from Nationals, where they are right now. We're hoping they bring back another title. So always a great show there. And then you also have University Mile. That's on Wednesday next week. We always have wonderful participation there. I know many people have done it every single year. And then there's tons of athletic events going on. You have, on Sunday, it's senior day for soccer. You have the ULM Baseball Blood Series, where the losing team is going to actually end up giving blood. That's going on throughout the entire weekend, not to mention the numerous alumni events.
And then I think there's volleyball also on Friday night, Pink Out, so dealing with supportive breast cancer awareness.
Absolutely. That's going to be another great event. Since it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are doing a Pink Out not only at the volleyball game on Friday evening, but also at the homecoming game Saturday.
And what I found fascinating is in the last couple of years, being able to integrate not just alumni events and athletic events into homecoming week, but also visual and performing arts is involved too.
Absolutely. Sunday evening, we have an opera gala and a reception going on. And then starting on Tuesday, we have the student sculpture exhibition.
So if your week is like mine usually is, that there are already a couple of dozen things going on that week, plus a lot of work, and I can't make it to everything during the week, the weekend and Saturday, during the day Saturday promises to be just a whole day of fun.
Absolutely. There's stuff to do from the very beginning of the morning all the way through the day. There will be a bone marrow drive going on during tailgating. There's the baseball blood series still going on. There's the homecoming parade, pep rally. There should be lots of inflatables and activities going on. So just plan to pack up in the car, get here in the morning, and stay all the way through the game.
And it all wraps up starting at 6 o'clock with the kickoff against Georgia State.
Yes, and we will actually have the presentation of the homecoming court during that game as well.
You can find out more information about everything going on at the University of Louisiana at Monroe for homecoming. It's on the ULM website, ulm.edu, or go to ulm.edu/homecoming. Laura Knotts is the Director of Student Life. Laura, thanks so much for filling us in on everything going on for homecoming this year.
Thank you for having me.